Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Papa Hector's Spiritual Podcast. Today, we're doing a spiritual table talk. Today's episode is about silence. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, which I know you do, you're going to go ahead and subscribe on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor.fm, or your favorite podcast app. And just like you will subscribe to this podcast, I know you'll definitely want to check me out on HectorSalva.com, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Hungan Hector, or Papa Hector Salva. And now that I've concluded that bit of a commercial, let me add a second commercial because, you know, it wouldn't be proper TV without it. If you'd like to send a donation to this mission, as many other people already have, we thank you very greatly. Every little bit counts. And you can do so at Cash App, $ Hector Salva, or PayPal, help@mysticalwork.com. So today's topic is silence. And before, as we get into the topic, what I want to mention is silence is really, really important. But many people are afraid of it. They feel like they have to constantly fill the void of silence. And this is a major problem in the world today. The major problem is people can't shut the hell up, pretty much. And even when you have your mouth shut, your mind is going a million miles per minute. And so a lot of spiritual people like to be, and mystical people like to be by themselves, because even when you have your mouth shut, your mind is running a mile a minute, and we have to be subject to all of that. Very few people find it comfortable to be around silence, and they find it really uncomfortable, and people feel like they have to fill every last space with something to say. They can't sit around other people and just be quiet and just actually be present. Instead, the mind is constantly going. And I think it has a lot to do with technology as well. So on here with me is Mama Mambo Titi, Ali Al.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
And
yeah, I don't know. Because I'm as somebody who definitely has issues sitting in my own silence, you know, I always have to be doing something. And I've always done something to not be in the silence. I can, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, if you do a little bit of the work, you, like, you know, have to do a little bit of silence here and there, but very rarely do I.
That's not your norm.
It's not my norm. So, I, you know, my mind does tend to run at a million miles per minute when I'm not, you know, just being there. And it is bothersome. It's like causes some sort of anxiety.
I can sit with sat before and just nothing. However, sitting in silence, what people don't understand is how important it is, because a lot of times if you don't know how to sit in silence and, like, truly sit in silence by, like, your mind not going either, like, everything just turned completely off, and that is that time and space where you can talk to and connect and hear messages from spirit. But if you don't know how to sit in silence and your mind is constantly going, it's like the spirit can get a message in here, a spirit can get a message in here, like, and then you have to bubblegum tape it together because it's so much going on.
And sitting in silence doesn't mean, like, reading books, watching TV, or doing other things to entertain yourself. Because that's a major problem in the world today, is that you need to be entertained 24/7. Every moment of your day, from the moment you wake up, that you need to be either doing something or being entertained constantly. Right, there's not a moment of the day where there's not entertainment, and that's why everyone's so bored.
Yeah,
because you can't just, like, sit still and not be entertained. Like,
just enjoy the presence of your own self, your own spirit.
that's why a lot of people in my house, they look at me weird when they come and they see me somewhere and I'm sitting there and they say, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. And they're like, no, what were you doing? And I'm like, nothing. It means nothing. It means, I know you don't understand what it means to do nothing, but it means actually nothing. Sometimes, and I know Mambo Sandy will listen to this podcast. She knows me for a long time. She knows that one of the first things I ever said to her was, I don't give a damn. I could have nothing and stare at four walls and I'll be entertained. Because I don't need entertainment. Constant
stimulation
all the time. And people wonder why they're so tired. They don't have any energy. It's because as you're constantly being stimulated, you're constantly wasting energy out. When you have to give something your attention, that's your energy.
And even when most people go to sleep at night, they're not even properly sleeping. Their minds are still going a million miles an hour. They're not properly rejuvenating. Their bodies are not regenerating.
They have a bunch of technology right next to, like, they're, like, watching YouTube as they fall asleep while the TV's going. And it's all, like, you know, and a lot of people's jobs, too. They work, like...
There's a lot of people that can't go to sleep without a TV or a radio going.
Yeah.
I used to be like that. Me too. I used to be the kind of person that, like, if the TV's off, like... And I think part of that was because, not because of the actual TV in and of itself, but because for me, like, I have, like, ringing in my ears or, like, that white noise sound. So it is amplified when there's nothing going on in the background. So it used to be very difficult for me to fall asleep. But... after a while, like, you know, somebody constantly turning the TV off. Because, you know, it's not fair, you know. Just because I have that issue and the other person needs silence to go to sleep. And right. Then I kind of just got used to it. And now, like, I actually need it off to go to sleep.
To get good sleep.
Like, I can fall asleep. I can fall asleep anywhere. That's not a problem.
Yeah, no.
I can fall asleep anywhere throughout anything. But to actually get good sleep, the TV needs to be off.
A lot of people lack the ability to be fully recuperated or have energy because they need constant some noise. And for a lot of mystics, they get to a point where they just want everybody to shut the hell up. Because a lot of what people say, and I know Mambo Titi can attest to this fact, Al, you might have been around here long enough to attest to this fact, but people have a tendency to repeat the same damn thing over and over and over and repeat the same story. I know that you might not be used to other people listening to you, but if you're one of my people, just let you know, I do actually listen. So after you told me the story the first time, I don't need to hear it again. In fact, I could tell it better than you.
I was just getting ready to say that.
I could tell it better than you because I have Anaisa and she's a great actress lady. And so she could give it more animation than you did. So I really don't need to hear the same story. And part of the reason why people a lot of times repeat themselves over and over and over is because everybody else around isn't silent. So no one is ever listening to them. So they believe no one actually knows or heard the story.
The first 10 times.
But sometimes, man, people tell me the same damn story 20 and 30 times. I heard it the first time. Like I said, after the first time, I could tell it better than you. I was made for that. Okay? And a lot of people go and just, because they don't really have anything else to say, they just repeat the same story over and over and over and over
again.
Sometimes
it really just seems like they just really want to hear themselves talk. It's not even about you listening. They just want to hear themselves talk. They want to hear their own voice.
Or they don't want to sit in any silent space.
Let's have a moment of silence for this silent conversation. Maybe not too long. I might think the podcast is over.
Yeah, they probably will think the podcast is over.
That was great. That was great.
A lot of what people talk about is really things that really don't matter. And really, most of the time, they're just wasting their breath listening to people, talking to people who ain't listening also. So, I mean, a lot of times if you feel like, you know, you're wasting your breath, it's probably because you are.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
And no, a lot of people, I feel like, do experience, like, tiredness and fatigue a lot. And I feel like that's one of the major, like, keys into it, too. It's just, like, how often you're wasting your energy with things that really just don't matter.
Well, not only that, people who, like, for instance, Papa, people who, like, enjoy silence, when they're around people who are constantly, you know, just chit-chatting, talking, that's also a draining your energy, too. And that also, you know, drains him and depletes him of his natural energy, too.
And people like to, like, talk to people who are silent because we're the people that actually listen. So people like to, like, just talk, when in reality it's not all that necessary. People who actually listen only need to hear you once. Mm-hmm. And I think that a big problem with people in silence is because they're scared of intimacy. So talking a whole bunch of stupidities and a whole bunch of nonsense, it almost creates a barrier between you and other people.
When you're silent with somebody, like, that also gives you a chance to connect with them spiritually, mentally. Like, you don't have to talk to somebody to connect mentally. You don't.
Right.
Like, it's plenty of times when we sit here and I can almost tell you what they're thinking. Because we have that connection.
And,
or before I even spit it out of my mouth, they'll say it. You know what I mean? Because we have that. Just sit.
I think this podcast might end up being a little short.
Yeah.
Because
and not very many people can really relate to it. And if a conversation is really about silence, then it's really not a lot to say. You know, it's just, you need to be silent in order to rejuvenate yourself, to re-energize yourself. You need to be silent in order to connect with other people, connect with yourself. You need to be silent to connect with spirit. I mean, what more can you say, right?
I mean, a lot of people feel very disconnected from other people, and it's because basically one side or the other just talks too damn much, or both sides talk too much. There's a lot of what I know from doing consultations with people and helping people with consultations and things like that. Like, I had just recently somebody from Malta, I believe is the country. They were from Malta. And what they said to me was basically they were ready to leave their girlfriend or wife for a long time because basically from the moment this person wakes up to the moment this person goes to bed, all his partner does is just talk and talk about what's wrong. What do they need to do? What do they need to fix? What projects do they have going on? What needs to be done next? Talking. And this person just wants a little bit of peace, right? Nobody wants to be bombarded, especially when they first wake up, with what are we going to do and what projects do we have to work on. And every moment that there's a second that this person has free, the partner is coming up talking about a problem or an issue or something they need to work on or something they need to fix or something that they're planning or something of this nature. And this person is like some type of architectural engineer. And so they're always already working constantly with their brain. So they want to be able to go back to their home and shut their brain off. But they never get a chance to do so because this other person who they're with, although they love them and care about them, this other person just won't shut up. And there's always a problem or a project or something to be dealt with or worked upon. When in reality, for the most part, it doesn't really matter because whether you can't finish it or not, one day you're a dead man. So,
it's true.
A lot of people stress. And so this person, who I did consultation for, his issue really is that he's a mystic. And this other person is a non-mystic. And so that person is stressing him out. Because they're talking about a lot of nonsense that the mystic doesn't care about. He realizes, he told me, he knows that in his own consultation, that really none of these things that she's talking about really matter. And so all of this upsetness and all these other things that she deals with all the time, he doesn't care about because it really doesn't matter. He really just wants to spend some time with her. But since she's always kind of like complaining or talking about projects or what's to do, it makes him to the point where he just wants to get away from her rather than actually be around her because it's more like she's another job rather than a space of peace. Mm. And that goes both ways, meaning like it just so happened I consulted a man, right? But I've consulted women who had the same problem with the man. And then at times, people who are mystics or prefer silence, they might think that there's something wrong with them because everybody else is so crazied up. There ain't nothing wrong with you. The only thing that's wrong with you is that you think there's something wrong with you. Everybody can't be silent. Some people you have to take in doses. Some people will never learn to shut the hell up. Other people will get it eventually. But there's lots of people that no matter how much you say it, they just don't understand how little it matters to the mystic as far as like all these random things that don't make a difference. They only make a difference really temporarily.
Right.
And before you know it, it doesn't matter again. It reminds me of my mother. So, my stepfather was a contractor, and he used to always, like, have properties and fix them up. So, my mother, she would have her whole house redone.
Right.
Meaning, like, the tile floor, the walls, wow. Like, everything redone. Then, like, he would work on other projects. Then the moment that, like, there were no projects on deck, she was ready to do the house all over again. And that might only be 2 years old, 1 year old. Oh, wow. I remember one time me and Mambo Titi walked in there, and it was, like, looking one way one day, and then it was, like, a year and a half later, and it was a whole new living room. a new living room set, a new TV. The whole living room was brand spanking new.
Oh, wow.
And the old living room was only like a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she went from finally having paid that off, the old living room set,
right,
to getting herself back into a new deal where, again, now she had stuff to pay off.
Yeah.
And I think that a vast majority of people like to torture themselves in this way. Mm. Yeah, everything's good. Her furniture works. Her television works. But what's not good is there's no projects left.
Oh, so you have to find something
to fill the space.
Because you can't just have that, yeah.
You can't just enjoy it and sit down and shut the hell up and enjoy everything you worked for. Mm-hmm. You need to go and replace it now with something quote-unquote better.
Right.
And I see it, I used to see it a lot with a lot of those people with, like, this constant need to renovate. Like, it was, like, one project after the other after the other. Like, it's something if something's broke down. For example, here at my house, we've been working on the steps for a little bit because the steps were kind of like
falling apart.
Woo.
Literally.
Yeah.
Every day.
It was a risk going down the steps.
And every day that literally, like, people won't believe us unless you actually were here.
Right.
Every day a different board
was popping up
and would hit you in the face if you let it. And every day was like one more thing had fallen off the steps, right? It got to the point where it was like every single day something had broken down.
And then it was time to renovate the steps because it was all run down.
It was done. It was cooked.
There's no fixing
it. It was burnt up.
Yeah.
But until then, we weren't concerned with like every last little renovation, like renovating steps that perfectly worked.
Like, we literally let the steps go until the wheels fell off. Like, every now and again, maybe like once or twice a year, we would talk about how maybe we need to find a contractor that could put us down some cement steps. And then we talk about it.
And then it wouldn't get done. Because it still works.
Right. We literally rolled them till the boards fell off.
Really? And then until almost the arm handles fell off.
Right. But, yeah. And constant renovation. It feels like that's a reflection of, like, what's going on in your head. Like, you're constantly renovating because your mind is constantly not being able to shut up or be silent. You hear that, Papa?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's because you can't sit down.
It's like a constant reflection of what's going on in your mind, right?
Yeah. I know they can't hear me, but
He said yeah. But silence is key. Do you want to add to that, Al?
Yeah, no. Silence is important. Very, very important. If you don't have silence, you're kind of all over the place. And it shows. It very much so shows. You'll have, like, people who just, even people who might not talk as often, like, you'll notice, like, those people who really talk a lot, they're the ones who got, like, real bad problems, obviously. Like, really can't fill the space. They have to. And like you said, like, they're the people who are constantly repeat themselves, like, always talking about the same thing. Maybe you go to work, you see these people, like, people you see often, y'all talk about the same things. Over and over, instead of just sitting, being with each other.
Yeah, like, everybody usually asks me, like, how was work? Right? And I'm like, oh, it was good. Right? If I'm done doing the work,
I don't want to talk about it.
I was doing it. I lived it.
I lived the work.
Yeah, I don't need to talk about it after I already did it and lived it. Like, it was good. It was fine. It went well. You know, it was long. It was short. Right. That's about as much as they tend to get.
Yeah.
Out of my responses. Why? Because
that's
like,
I leave it. I'm like, how was your day? How was work? You say good. Period. Like, period.
Yeah. It does, like, I don't need to rehash it. Like, do I want to work when I'm outside of doing work? No. And it's a work to talk about work.
Yeah.
We know someone, no names, right? But when they leave work, what they do is talk about work and everything that happened at work. And all, when they're not out of at work, they're hanging out with people from work.
Mm. Talking about
what happened at work. And then you claim you hate your job. Liars.
You love it.
All you do is talk about it. You and your friends, gossip about it. You can't wait to go back to get a new novela.
Oh, shit. Facts. Right.
When my mother, I'll give her credit for that. When she would leave work, she'd be like, yeah. He'll be like, how was work? She'd be like, yeah, it was a day.
It was a day. Yeah.
And that was the end of that. You wouldn't know very much about what actually happened. Because she was done with it. And she really didn't like her job. So, she definitely didn't want to go back there when she didn't have to be there.
Right.
AKA talking about it and rehashing it all day long.
What
was the name of the place that she used to work at?
I couldn't think of it.
So, if you're a mystical person, if you're a spiritual person, what I would recommend is that you find some time in your day to spend in some silence regularly. And this may disturb the people around you, especially if you ask them to leave you alone. But we all have to be disturbed sometimes. Sometimes better them than you. So, trying to cultivate silence is a really important practice. Like Mama Mambo Titi mentioned, the spirits and their messages come through in the little gaps of time where there's silence. But silence is actually something that needs to be cultivated, just like a plant. It's something that you have to grow. It's something that you have to actually put effort towards. Otherwise, it's very easy to follow the world and end up constantly in your head, not being able to be quiet. And so it is something that is a practice and that you will probably struggle with for some time, especially if you're not used to that. Because here's the key. We're talking about silence, which means not talking, but we're also talking about silence as in not thinking. Mm-hmm. And most people can't sit
in total silence.
A lot of times people come up to me and they're like, what are you thinking? And I give a confused look. Because I'm confused. I figured it out eventually that people can't sit down and not think. I can. Right? So they'd be like, what are you thinking? And I'm like, I'm not thinking. And they look at me like that's something impossible. Actually, it's very possible. I have a grandson. I promise you, he's not worried about thinking. He's just living his life, moment to moment. He's not thinking about what happened yesterday. He's not thinking about what's going to happen later. He's not thinking about what even happened 10 minutes ago. He's living moment to moment, second to second. He's very, very present. It's one of the things that I love about him, but also about newborns and about little children, is they're very, very present. Most people, after a certain age, they're not present at all whatsoever. And so much so that it's not uncommon that I have to slow people down and be like, well, what actually occurred? What was actually said versus what you think what was said? Can you repeat for me, word for word, what that person said versus what you believe they said? this is something that happens when you're not silent. Your mind is constantly going. You can't actually listen to anyone. You can hear people. Mm-hmm. You can't listen to them. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it with a lot of people who have Danto. Right? People always assume that people who have Danto, that they're aggressive, that they're angry, and things like this. Because that's how Danto's energy comes across. So, a person who has Danto will speak very calm, very plain, like very matter of fact. And then the other person will be like, why are you yelling at me? Why are you screaming? Why are you being so extra? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. But that Danto person wasn't screaming. They weren't yelling. They were talking as calm as could be. But that's because the mind is going with all them judgments, expecting or thinking or feeling that that person is being aggressive or this or this or that. Which brings me to another point. Right? It happens really commonly, I feel, and I'm only speaking this from how I grew up and who I grew up around, but I feel like this happens very often with Black women. I feel like I've seen many cases where people expect Black women to be aggressive. Or whatever other stereotypes you people have of Black women. And so the Black woman could be speaking there as calm as can be. And people will be like, ma'am, stop yelling. She's not yelling, bitch. She hasn't been yelling. It's you who's yelling at her. How about you stop yelling? Because I've seen it very common. But don't you think so? Mm-hmm. Right?
I myself get that often. We're like, well, why are you getting all... it's not that I'm getting all anything. Like, I speak loudly. Like, it, like, is what it is. You take it as I'm being aggressive. Or you know, perceive it as that way. But really, I'm merely just trying to get across what I'm saying. I'm not even hype. I'm super calm. But I'm loud.
Not even that. I've seen it where Black women are not even being loud or even speaking loudly. They're speaking calm. They're literally just how calm. She was speaking, just exactly. Calm like that. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, why are you yelling?
Why are you getting so upset?
Why are you getting so upset? Et cetera, et cetera.
And you're just sitting there like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. How, like, the only way I can say it any more calm is just to not say anything at all. And I'm thinking that's what you're trying to say to me. You just would rather me not talk at all.
No, they'd rather you just get just, stepped on.
Exactly, exactly.
100%. They'd rather you just get stepped on because right. I see it like, very commonly.
Why are you standing up for yourself?
Yeah, I see it very commonly with Black women. And I also see it very commonly with white women where that same attitude will be seen in a whole different way.
Yep.
Where it's going to be like, oh, what's wrong, baby? Let's fix it for you. Uh-huh. What's wrong? Why oh, let's upset? Help you. Uh-huh. Why are you upset, baby? And instead, you're treating her like a victim. Meanwhile, you're treating another woman like as if she's attacking you.
Right.
I don't know. That's just my experience. And I grew up around mainly minority women, Black and Hispanic females. And I just noticed the big difference, right? And where oftentimes, if a Black woman doesn't be that way, then she just gets ignored.
Right.
So if she's not aggressive, quote unquote, or outspoken, then they just ignore her altogether.
And step on her. In fact, the more silent she is, the more they step on her. Because they know she's not going to say anything about it. So why not just go in some more?
I went to a restaurant once. Where there was some Black women with us. There was some white women with us. The white woman made her order, all calm and collected. The waitress took her order. And what else? And what else? Meanwhile, when the black woman went to make her order, in the middle of her speaking, the waitress turned away. And when the black woman was like, excuse me, like, I haven't finished, she was like, oh no, I got you. But the waitress had turned away because the white woman had said to her, like, oh, can you get me a glass of water while you're out? And then
the order gets fucked up.
The order got fucked up for the black woman. Of course, because they weren't listening to her when she was making the order.
You didn't say that.
And then the way that they acted when she was like, yeah, this is not what I ordered. They were like, oh, she's being a bitch.
Right.
That's their attitude. Oh, she's being a bitch. No, I'm not going to pay for nothing I didn't order, baby. And then here's the kicker. Then if the minority woman does not want to tip her well, oh, they're cheap. That's why we didn't give her good service.
Right.
No, you didn't get a good tip because you didn't get good service.
Right. Better go and work in Miami where it's guaranteed.
So, this is a big problem, and it's a problem that is, you might not think it is, but it's related to being silent. Because had that waitress had capacity to be silent, she would have realized, like, hey, this person is still ordering. I can turn to this other person and be like, give me a second. And then complete the order with this person as proper. Mm-hmm. And then turn to the other person and be like, yes, how can I help you?
But the other person, not for nothing, but the other person ain't very much right either, because you knew that you had your time to shine and order your food, and you should have waited for the other person to order their stuff before you jumped in. So, you know, on that other person, not very respectful either.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people do those things for like little power plays to see like who has more power than the other. Sometimes, I mean, I'm gonna give it to y'all raw today. Some of y'all is just fucked up. Y'all are fucked up individuals. I know none of you guys who listen to this podcast are fucked up, because that's why you listen to this podcast. Of course. But I know that all of you who listen to this podcast are definitely fucked up. Because that's why you listen to this podcast. But at least you can realize that you have something to work on.
Right.
It's the people who don't know that something's wrong with them.
It's the people that believe that they're perfectly well and fine that's really extra fucked up.
100%.
So,
in that situation, I'm not even gonna respond. No problem. You want to listen to her instead of listen to me? That's cool.
So I think that we're gonna conclude this silence here, because I mean, there's a lot of other topics I think I just opened up.
Right. That we'll have to continue on later.
Yeah, I definitely would love to hear your comments on Facebook or all the other places that I post this, because I would definitely love to hear what you guys have to say, as well as any questions or anything that you guys would like to talk us to talk on further, any topic suggestions, questions, issues, etc. And as always, if you like to subscribe, which I know you do, I'm going to let you subscribe on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, or your favorite podcast app. And I'm going to also let you follow me on TikTok at Papa Hector Salva, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at Hungan Hector. And I'm really, like, I'm going to let you guys do that. And if you'd like to donate, like so many other people have, I mean, thank you to all of you guys. I can't name you all because also you might not want your name out there. And but a lot of you guys have supported and donated to this podcast, and every little bit counts, every little bit helps, and we appreciate you. You can do so if you'd like to join them at Cash App, $ Hector Salva, or PayPal, help@mysticalwork.com. Make sure you check us out at hectorsalva.com. Check out my books, The 21 Divisions, Mysteries and Magic of Dominican Voodoo, or Espiritismo, Puerto Rican Mediumship and Magic, available everywhere books are sold. And if anything, feel free to reach out. Me and Soleil are always here to help. Soleil is always happy to help. help@mysticalwork.com is our email address. Stay blessed today and always. Keep the faith.